Environmental issues seldom play more than a background role in determining national elections, with Iraq and the economy as top concerns this year. Pollsters say this presidential race is no different. But the nation's premier green advocacy group is challenging that assumption with a door-to-door campaign to get lapsed or infrequent voters to the polls. The Sierra Club is targeting voters who have expressed an interest in clean air and water issues, but who did not vote in the 2000 election. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
It is not necessarily easy to motivate people who are not in the habit of voting in presidential elections. Just ask Sierra Club volunteer Chris Johnson. A postal worker by day, he spent recent evenings canvassing would-be voters in his hometown of Columbus, Ohio. Normally, his kind smile and man-of-the-people charm opens doors.
Hi there. How you doing?
Oh, God. No, thank you.
Johnson backs off the step and puts his brochures back in his bag.
It's not what you think, okay? My name's Chris Johnson. I'm a volunteer with the Sierra Club, and we're just talking to voters going door to door.
I don't vote.
You don't?
Sorry.
Are there any voters in here?
No, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Undaunted, Johnson moves to the next name on his list, two doors down.
Hi there, how you doing?
Through a screen door, Johnson sees a family eating dinner. As he waits to see if they'll come to the door, he says he's come to expect a fair share of chilly receptions.
If I go to 50 houses and if I can talk to 35 people, that's a great effort.
35 contacts may not sound like much, but in a county where the 2000 election was decided by less than 300 votes, Johnson believes his canvassing can make a difference.
In the battleground states, there are 24 million registered voters who didn't vote in the last election. So that's where we want to go. Those are the people that we're looking for.
At this house, Johnson gets the opportunity to make his case for clean air and clean water. That is, once he makes it past the canine greeting committee.
Big dog. Nice puppy. Hi, good evening. How's it going?
At the door is 69-year-old Elsa Campbell, who listens intently.
Do you know that people in Columbus get almost 90% of our electricity from old inefficient power plants that pollute the air and water and put our health at risk?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't aware of that.
George W. Bush has fought against efforts to develop Ohio's clean energy resources.
Johnson tells Mrs. Campbell that John Kerry has an aggressive plan to develop cleaner, renewable sources of energy.
What are the alternative energy sources?
Right.
Where do they come from except for gas and oil?
Well,
and water.
there are renewable energy sources such as wind. There's hydrogen development.
These sort of information exchanges may not sound very effective, but Sierra Club Executive Director Carl Pope is convinced they're critical. He cites research showing that for each face-to-face contact that voters get, their likelihood of turning out to the polls goes up 11%.
We found from experience and from studies that what helps voters like that, what motivates them to take the extra effort to go to the polls, is if they know that somebody else cares about their vote. If somebody else has talked to them and said, it's really important to me that you vote this year, that's what actually motivates infrequent voters to make the little extra effort.
It's a solid strategy, says University of Connecticut pollster Chris Barnes, but there's a significant hitch.
If you can put together some combination of about six contacts of that type, you can get them out to vote and vote in your favor. But it's hard to get the volume of people you need to volunteer to help do that canvassing to hit 300,000 people.
Getting enough volunteers to canvass enough voters is the name of the game. And Sierra's Ohio organizer Trish Lanahan says it's her job to keep motivating the troops.
We pulled out an awesome night just being out there for an hour and a half. We knocked on 349 doors, talked to 103 voters tonight, and recruited 12 new volunteers to get involved. So that's awesome.
As for volunteer Chris Johnson, he says he had a successful night, 15 contacts in all. The most promising was when he revealed his very personal connection to the cause, his granddaughter's asthma. He tells voters that he believes a more progressive national energy policy could make the air cleaner. It's a message he believes thousands of people should hear.
We know they're out there. We're going to go visit them, and like if we didn't get them tonight, we'll get them the next time.
So it's one by one.
One at a time, absolutely.
Sierra organizers say they've contacted over 100,000 voters in Columbus so far, and by November 2nd, they hope to have spoken to 30% of the registered voters in the county. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Join pollster Andy Kohut for a live online chat about political polls next Wednesday at noon Eastern Time. For more information or to ask a question, go to npr.org.